This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave, do you remember when Shaletta used to care about this show?
And not really.
It was very brief. It was just a brief moment. She used to come in studio.
I think she came in studio. She used to care about showing us her, you know, membership card for the Minneapolis
Club.
Well,
this is even before the Minneapolis Club.
Right. It's back when I cared and I was trying to impress you, and I thought if I worked really hard, I would get a promotion. And when I realized that I was never going to get that promotion. Yeah, that's when I stopped caring.
Why aren't you at the Minneapolis Club today?
Because I haven't paid my membership dues from last month. And so I had to go over and eat it with the regular people at a regular restaurant in Woodbury. I had to put my sunglasses on. I was like, oh, my God, it's regular people. Yeah. I need to be at the Minneapolis Club where they have my drink ready, but I got to pay them dues first. So I haven't paid my September dues, and now my October dues are coming due. And then I'm going to go back in November, so I'm trying to get the dues down before I...
Do you plan on...
They might ask me for my payment.
Do you plan on paying the dues, or are you looking for some for them to say, we just miss you so much, don't worry about the dues, it's all good?
Well, you know what? I should deduct the fee for marketing. As much as I've done to promote them, they said they got 20 new members 1 month, and they all came from that big soiree I had. They said, Shaletta, we have not had 20 new members in 1 month since 1989. So you do the math. You know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send them a statement for and bill them for marketing and tell them they can deduct that amount from the money I owe them. Great idea. I love this brainstorming that we do on this show, guys. Yeah. This is great. That's exactly what I'm
going
to do.
Good luck. That's going nowhere. can I just help you?
After we've eaten all the food and drank all the drinks.
Not we.
Swim lesson.
No, not we. Not we.
Not we?
Not we.
Did I not invite you?
Never.
Did I not?
No.
Never?
I climbed the fence one time.
I was going to say, I did see you over there almost on property, but then we called security. Okay, you're right. I did not invite you.
No,
okay.
No,
all right.
I was not invited.
Right.
And then even the cake you brought, that was from Hen House.
Well, the cake was from Hen House, but we had a Hen House cake at our Minneapolis Club event.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that. Again, I've had no food and no appearances at the Minneapolis Club with you.
Should I do a GoFundMe to pay for my Minneapolis dues?
Oh, yeah.
Can you help me set up a GoFundMe?
No.
That's what they're doing now when they don't want to pay their bills. Can I set up a crowdfund, maybe a crowdfunding site? And then this is for Shaletta's Minneapolis Club dues so I can keep going over there.
Once again, you keep using the phrase we on these items. You can do that. Dave and I will be no part of a GoFundMe where the basis is a woman who said she's headed towards, what was it, 10 million the last couple of weeks you told us?
10 million, 2024.
10 million. It doesn't want to pay, I don't know. What, guess, let's guess, Dave.
$1,900. $1,900.
Whoa, a month?
1 month. Well, I got a little carried away. Okay.
Must be a good tuna.
I invited some friends.
That tuna Nicosi is really good.
I did the private swim lessons. I got sleepy, so I took a nap one day because I wanted to check out the hotel rooms.
Did they charge you for the nap?
Yeah, if you get the hotel room, they charge you for the room. Yeah.
Well, that seems fair. I mean, I can't imagine why they would do that.
It's so unfair. I was only in there a couple of hours.
Wow. Dave, would you, how about if the two of us, we support Shaletta and we contribute. Dave, I'll match whatever you're willing. to offer Shalette. I will match. I'm not doubling it. I'm not tripling it. I will match whatever amount.
I'll do this. I'll contribute this. I'll contribute this bit of advice. Shalette, if you're tired over at the Minneapolis Club, just do what you used to do. Come on over here and take a nap over here.
In the green room. We won't charge you anything. Like, I'm involved with it. Like, Dave and I are involved in the green room. Yeah.
Dim the lights, close the door. It'll be very nice.
Wait a second.
I tried that. I almost got fired, okay? That's the night that the station went to black for like 45 minutes.
Almost.
And Dennis Matuszak had to come and wake me up. And then he snitched on me to Lindsey Peterson. Oh, my God.
Well, normally if someone is not working and keeping us on the air... I mean, you do figure out who's on the board at that time. I'm not sure Dennis really snitched. The station was off the air, and it was your responsibility to push, like, one or two buttons.
Yeah. Mm. At the time, it was just one. Yeah.
It was just one. Also, by the way, you used to nap basically the 4 or 5 months when you were the producer of this show.
I did. I would work so hard booking all the guests.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, like an hour or two before the show, I just, you know, if you got a couch and some pillows, what you want me to do with it? Okay, if you got a couch and some pillows, I'm a mother of four. I'm gonna lay down on it and take me a nap. I'm a mother of four. You got a couch and some pillows. I'm going through menopause. I'm tired. My energy level's low. I'm taking a nap. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
Since you scared your oldest son Andrew, approximately. How many times have you talked to Andrew? Approximately.
Oh, my God. Zero.
Yeah, good.
We didn't even talk to him Sunday for our weekly proof of life check-in. In fact, he's not even calling Sean. I asked Sean, I said, have you heard from Andrew? And he was like, no, it's very strange. We usually chop it up.
No, it's not strange. It's not strange at all.
I said, well, you need to call him because we have not heard from him. And so Sean finally got in touch with him, and he said, hey, man, you can't be falling off the grid like that. He's like, okay, Dad, I'll do better. And then, you know, he went on. But, yeah, I found that very odd that he has not communicated with us since I tried to break into his dorm room. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's also reached out to me wondering if he could have Thanksgiving at my house. I said yes. I said all he has to do is...
Well, we all come.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I said, Andrew, you're in as long as you bring your father's, one of his great desserts. I prefer... What kind of pudding was it again?
Oh, banana pudding.
Banana pudding. Is it more a banana cream pie? I'm trying to remember.
It was that too. And then he's got this new thing that he's doing, apple tarts.
Oh.
Yeah, fresh apples. He's chopping them up. You know, of course, they're fine and even. You know, he don't let me help him. And so he makes these little individual tarts in these little glass bowls. The crust is homemade. Oh, my God. So my parents were in town this past week, and he made some tarts for my daddy. And my daddy had to pull me to the side. And he was like, you know, I think y'all need to talk because I believe y'all need to try to make it work.
Yeah. Or he said, of the two of you, I'm picking Sean.
Right.
Yeah, Davis, I mean, could you see that? Can we just, I mean, I love you. You're our daughter.
Love you. Yes.
You send the kids to us where Sean feeds us.
Yeah. Go to bed with a tart, wake up with a cinnamon rolls.
When my dad came, this was like the first time he's visited where Sean didn't physically live here. And he went in the fridge and there was nothing in there.
Yeah.
And he went in the cabinet and there was nothing in there. And so my daddy pulled me to the side. He said, do adults in this house not eat? Because there's nothing in here to eat. And he was like, where's Sean? And I said, oh, he's, you know, at his place, you know, doing his thing. He said, oh, okay. All right, well, I'm going to go to the store, and I'm going to get something for your mom to cook because there's nothing in here. I don't know what's going on over here, but apparently adults in this house don't eat.
Okay, so let's ask this question. Last night, did you cook for the kids?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
Okay. Tell us what was for dinner. Last night.
Yes. Okay, so technically I didn't cook per se.
Yeah.
I warmed up some food that my mom made so there was leftovers. Mm-hmm. So they had rice and gravy and oxtails and beans. So that was a very nutritious meal.
That sounds
very
excellent.
Nutritious. That was very excellent.
So the leftovers gone. Did you finish?
They are gone.
Okay. Yes, tonight, it's a Friday night. It's a big night. You and the kids, what are you making for dinner tonight?
Raising Cane's. my satellite kitchen is open until 11. Okay. And so my satellite kitchen.
By the way, if anybody's confused, that's a store. That's not a grocery store. That is a fine place for chicken. Yeah.
Yes.
And other food, but primarily, Dave, that's their calling card, right?
Chicken fries.
Yes, that's all I got.
Toast and coleslaw. That's your deal.
That's it. That's it.
And the sauce and the lemonade. Mm-mm, don't forget that lemonade.
Good lemonade. Mm-hmm.
Let me go one more day. Because you don't. Okay. Mom's leftovers. Right. Raising Cane's. Now, Saturday. Kind of your benchmark night.
Not doing a show, as far as I know.
No show, I'm told, again.
No show again.
Plenty of time to cook. How about Saturday night? Have you thought about that?
No, I really haven't, guys. Sorry about that.
I think I know why your dad saw the fridge and there's nothing in there. I think we have discovered a pattern. All right, let's get a couple of serious items with Shaletta. It's 18 past 1 on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get to Shaletta, the worst of the worst news of the Vikings has come out related to Christian Darrisaw. In the last 6-7 minutes, multiple NFL insiders saying the MRI has determined season-ending surgery for Christian Darrisaw, who at his best is the best left tackle in football, at his worst is the third best left tackle in football. As great as Justin Jefferson is, I think he is the Vikings' most irreplaceable player, and now they will have to attempt to replace him. So Christian Darrisaw, on a play where a lot of people think they should have just taken a knee, they're on their own 3-yard line, 43 seconds left, they hand off, the play goes nowhere. It's just one of those fluke plays where he gets rolled up on, and a season-ending surgery for a great, great player. That pales in comparison to the tragedy that you tried to help out on, not just in comforting the family, but in helping out other families like the two of us with autistic children who can get out of an apartment, get out of a condo, get out of a house. Tell people about your involvement with a drowning this week and how heartbreaking that was.
Yeah, there was a young boy, 11 years old, nonverbal, autistic, lived in some townhomes in Eden Prairie near a lake, and his mother was upstairs getting dressed, and he was downstairs with his sister. He got out of the house, went straight for the lake, where he drowned. They found his body, took him to the hospital, and he died a short time later. I went out to the apartment complex and spent some time with that family. They were absolutely devastated. The mother was inconsolable. Several of us started a little memorial with some flowers and teddy bears. And so I talked to the Eden Prairie Police, talked to my friends at Frazier, who have a location in Eden Prairie. And so on Saturday, November 2nd, I'm going to do another interior combination door lock giveaway for parents who have kids with autism who wander. It's going to be at the Frazier Autism Center in Eden Prairie. You can find the address on any of my social media pages from 10 to 2 on Saturday, November 2nd. I just ordered 100 interior combination door locks, and I'm asking anybody who can donate a lock for me to give away to just go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Right at the top of the home page, you can click and buy a lock directly from Amazon. They're about $30. And then it'll ship it directly to my house, and I promise I will give those locks away because, Chad, you and I both know nonverbal children with autism who wander, you spend all of your waking moments just trying to keep them safe and locked in the house. They are young and fast and crafty, and we are old and slow and dumb. And by the time we get out of the tub and put clothes on, they have ran, and we don't even know which direction they've gone in. And so these locks are really the only thing that's kept my son Daniel safe in the house. There's a 6 to 10 digit code on the inside of the doorknob, and if the child does not have that code, they can't get out. There is also a key bypass for anybody concerned about fire or safety hazards. So there's a key as well as the code, so you can use either one. And so that's what's kept my kids safe. And so this will be my 6th or 7th door lock donation event, my second one in Minnesota, and so far we have given away 600 locks free of charge. I probably have bought 400. All total, Amazon has donated about 100, and probably 115 have been donated one by one from generous Minnesotans who just want to help the cause. So if there's anybody out there who wants to donate a lock for me to give away next Saturday, just go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Right there on the homepage, it says donate a lock, and it'll take you right to my Amazon registry where you can buy an interior combination door lock. It'll come to my house, and I guarantee you that I will give it away. There have been so many drownings, Chad, throughout the country, because it is not winter time yet. These lakes are not frozen over. And so these kids are getting out and they're wandering away and they're going straight for the water.
Yeah, you know, for me with Quentin, he is autistic. He speaks. His comprehension varies in certain ways. And when he was younger, we really had to worry about that. We don't now. Mm-hmm. We're incredibly lucky. We are incredibly lucky. I think I told you he had his first seizure in a long time last week, and that changed a lot of stuff. But that is you know, as horrifying as that is nothing compared to losing your child. And I know because of Quentin's autism, a number of families who face similar challenges where you need to be on point. You need to be looking basically 24/7, 365 days a year, and it's not possible sometimes, right? I mean,
it is not. It is,
you know, you sleep, you're getting food, you're getting just the quickest shower possible. You think you know, and the fact, and I needle you a lot, but I love you, and the fact that you do this, trust me, I'm not going to help you with a penny, your Minneapolis club, but I'm going to help you here because this is frightening. You know, Muhammad is gone. His family will never be the same. They're going to beat themselves up endlessly when they probably should not. You know, and it just can happen in a blink of an eye.
It can. You remember, you know, Patricia Lopez. She used to work at the Star Tribune. She's at Bloomberg now.
Right.
She was just blown away and moved to tears when she saw how I have to wash dishes. So back when Daniel was wandering before I got these locks, in order for me to wash dishes, which the way my kitchen is set up, I have to turn my back on everybody, right, in my kitchen. I have to turn my back to everybody, and I'm facing the window, and I can't see anybody while I'm washing dishes. In order for me to wash dishes, Daniel would have to grab me from the back. And he knew it. That was the routine. While I'm washing dishes, you have to grab me from the back. Otherwise, he's going to try to leave the house. And so she saw that, and she was so moved that she took a picture of it, and she drew me an oil painting. It's hanging up in my house just to remind me how far God has brought my children. My son, in order for me to wash dishes and even cook, he would just have to hold me from the back like he was hugging me from behind with both hands. And that's the only way that I could wash dishes if he was still awake. Because if I turned my back to wash dishes, he would escape and leave the house.
Yeah, it's all the time. It's every second, and it's hard to identify with it if you haven't faced it. And so if all of us, if it's within our wherewithal to help in some way, including you, so tell people again where they can go and how they can help out.
Sure. I am asking generous Minnesotans to please help me by purchasing a lock or two or three from Amazon. You don't have to wonder which one it is. You don't have to wonder where to send it. Just go to my website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Click on Donate a Lock. It's right there on the homepage. It'll take you to my Amazon gift registry. You can click on that lock. You can buy it, and it will automatically ship directly to my house, because we plan to give away almost 200 interior combination door locks on Saturday, November 2nd in Eden Prairie, just miles away from where this little boy drowned, to any family who has a child with autism who wants a lock but cannot afford one. You know, $35, $40, it might not mean a hill of beans to us, but for somebody else, that's a game changer. That might mean that they don't get to put gas in their car, or they might not get their prescription, or they might not be able to pay the copay for their child or buy groceries. And so we don't want finances to be a barrier for a child to be safe in their home. I don't want to see. And so far I have talked to four mothers just in the past 2 months who have buried their children who have wandered away from their house and drowned. I do not want to make it five.
Thank you for what you're doing. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
All right. Love you guys.
Shaletta with us. Much lighter topic when we come back after traffic and weather. The Wild are rolling. Bill Guerin, president and GM of the Wild. Minutes away on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Starting to notice a pattern. I'm getting mocked here. I have feelings. Hello, sir. I assume you are doing very, very well, considering what's going on with your hockey team.
Yes, Jake. Good to be on again. And, yeah, I'm doing well. I mean, it's been, it's been a good start. The guys are playing good hockey, and it's nice to see.
Okay, what part of your team's play has impressed you most?
You know what? I think it's our improvement of a couple things. One is staying out of the penalty box. Two is, and I think I'm most proud of the team, and this is the improvement of the puck management and the game management and the way we're playing with the lead and, things like that. Just those are characteristics of winning hockey teams, and, we haven't had to sacrifice offense to do it.
Five wins in regulation, two losses, overtime, and in the shootout. First time last night trailing when you briefly trailed to Tampa and came back and won that game. Let's get to the penalties here, because that was definitely on my list. That was an issue last year. And it was an issue before John was hired. It was an issue after John was hired. How so far has John convinced the players to be physical but be smart at whether it's retaliatory, whether you're late to play, you're chasing the play, and avoid those situations which popped up significantly more last year?
You know, That's a really good question. I think John does a very good job of holding the guys accountable, but not just that. I think explaining to the guys the damage that it does, the kind of the pain it puts everybody through when we do take a lot of penalties. So there's there's consequences, and I think when he goes over it, it's what are the consequences? What does it do to us? What does it look like if we don't do this? If our detail is better, if our stick detail is better, and we're not just kind of random trippings and hookings and things like that. And I think the system that he's got the guys playing, they bought in. They're in better position. They don't need to take. They don't feel like they need to take senseless penalties. So, it's been a big improvement. I give the players a lot of credit, for buying into this, because it's hurt us in past years.
Let's talk about the system. John takes over, and when John took over early on, you won a lot of games, right? It is different, though, when a head coach in any sport has his own training camp. Is the system and the structure any different this year because John was allowed to have a training camp compared to taking over, fairly early last season?
I think having a training camp is huge. Coming in mid-season, it's really hard for a coach to kind of get everything across that he wants to get across. There's just not time. The guys are already entrenched in other systems, other things going on. So it's really hard to just kind of snap your fingers and make a difference there. I think having the summer off, coming back fresh, coming back with time, with a couple weeks of training camp, preseason games to, implement all those things and then see it take shape is really beneficial for a coach. It's hard to come in midseason for anybody.
Well, and I'm just looking at the stats right now. Your main guys are producing. You're not going to win solely because of your main guys, but if you're going to come out to this type of start, you're going to have your top guys play well. Kirill, 4 goals, 9 assists. Bolting, 4 goals, 6 assists. Zuccarello, 4 goals, 4 assists. Rossi, who's playing with those two guys, 3 goals, 4 assists. Eck, 3 goals, 1 assist, 5 games. But if you watch the games, Eck is just Eck. So how much is that your stars are playing either up to their level or beyond their level so far?
Yeah, and I think they're going to keep getting better and better, and you need it. Let's just put it that way. You're not going to go anywhere unless you have it. I think when those guys aren't doing as well or whatever, that's where depth scoring really comes in. I think we've seen some of that. I think we'll hopefully see a little bit more coming up, but right now we're happy with the way, the guys are performing, and I think even though certain guys aren't scoring a lot, they're at least contributing in other ways. The penalty kill, 5-on-5 play, physicality, whatever it is. We're getting contributions from everyone.
Bill Guerin is with us. He's the president and GM of the team. Let's talk about Gustafson and his excellent start. I know the last time we talked and I said goaltending wasn't up to its level last year, you're like, okay, it wasn't, but let's not forget the other players who played a part. You also have a unique situation here where you have two other goaltenders. You have the Hall of Famer, Fleury, who was very good last night, and you have Wahlstedt. You admitted to my former partner, Dan Barrero, at some point right around the start of the season that you thought you had a deal, that basically you would agree to the parameters where Patrick Laine would come here, he would leave Columbus and come here, and then in the end, he wouldn't waive his trade clause. You didn't admit this, but a lot of smart journalists who cover this sport said, well, Gus probably was a part of that trade. And again, I highly doubt you're going to confirm that. But is it fair to say that because of the 3-goaltender situation, there were trade talks involving Gustafson in this offseason? And then expand on why he's been so much better so far this season.
I had people call about Gus, for sure I did. He's a good goalie. There was nothing to do with him in Montreal. But of course, I mean, look, I get calls on players all the time. And when you're talking to other general managers, you know, they're not, you know, everybody's name comes up. It's, you'd be surprised at some of the things that are thrown out there, but you know, that's okay. That's
you also throw them out though too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I try to be reasonable.
Yep.
But yeah, you have to, yeah, you have to ask and you have to, you know, it raises good discussion and I don't blame them for doing it, but you know, I think the goaltending situation right now is going well. You know, Wally's needed to play. He's you know, he's down there. They're struggling a bit, but this is why we're able to send him down too, is to get him games. And you know what, Gus is playing fantastic, and Flower's playing great, and. Yeah, I mean, well, like I said, this is a pretty fluid situation. We're going to keep kind of taking it day by day. And, yeah, we're in a pretty good spot right now.
Do you see, considering you're playing so well, do you see a scenario with the schedule where Wallstedt will get a game up here?
Oh, he'll get a game. He'll get games. It's just probably not right now. And that's what this whole thing is. Like, look, we're not going to jeopardize the team just to make sure somebody gets their fair share of ice time. And trust me, Wally doesn't want that. Like, he's a very proud kid. He wants to earn his way, and we're not gifting anybody anything. And, hey, look, our two guys are playing great right now. That means he can go down to Iowa and play. You know, how many games have we played? Like, six?
Seven.
Seven? Like, we're very early into the long season, so we're just going to continue to kind of take it day by day, week by week.
All right, let's put Billy on hold. A couple more hockey questions, and we'll get to other topics with the president and GM of the Wild. They're off to a very impressive start. Five wins, and then the two losses, one in overtime and one in a shootout. If you have a question and you want to text me a question or a comment for the man in charge of the Wild, you certainly can. StylesFinancial.com, talk and text lines. 651-461-9226. Billy Guerin right back with us, President GM of the Minnesota Wild. Your captain, Jared Spurgeon, he will play when?
Soon.
Okay, he's out there today. You play Saturday, Philly. You play Tuesday, Pittsburgh. Do you believe he plays by Tuesday?
I don't know. He could.
Dave, what do you think of that? What do you think of that answer for a guy we have on for many reasons, including his direct answers, and now it's he could.
I think the answer is I hope so, and there's reason for hope.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, yeah.
But you know what? Like, honestly, I don't want to lie to you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make something up. These are funny things. You know, you feel great one day, you don't the next. So for me to say, oh, he's definitely, and then something happens, I look like a.
Exactly, you know, how many minutes will he play in his first game?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know. I hope he does, but we'll see.
You have said this is tied to the two surgeries he had in the offseason. It wasn't something unique that happened this year. Do you think this could be a part of the entire season for him coming off these surgeries?
You know what? Honestly, I just don't know. I think these are, like, this is my medical opinion. So take it for what you know, take it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
You know what? When you have surgeries whether you're in sports or not, it's not just, you know, sew him up and he's okay. You know, even after physical therapy and things like that, it takes a long time for your body to heal. And you know what, along the way you hit some whoop-de-doos here and you know, that could be it. I just don't know. I'm not, you know, I mean I know what's going on with him, but it's one of those things where I think it's just, you know, he's making his way back and it's just gonna take a little bit of time.
Tuesday, as I mentioned, you go to Pittsburgh. I'm willing to bet your house and your family's house that Marc-Andre Fleury is going to start that game. And who knows? We thought last year when he was in Pittsburgh that this might be it. It sure seems like it's going to be it this time. You know him extraordinarily well. You played with him there. You know what he means to Pittsburgh. You know how he tries to downplay things. What do you think that's going to be like for him?
He's going to play. And I think it's going to be emotional for him. I think he's going to focus in on the game, and he's going to, you know, I think he's going to play awesome. Look, one thing he loves to do is get the best of his buddies. And I hope he does. But I do think, the city of Pittsburgh, like everywhere else, loves Marc-Andre Fleury. I mean, he is beloved in that city, and for good reasons. And, I think they'll give him something pretty cool.
Among the texts coming in, how much do you and Modano talk on a regular basis? Is it more business? Is it hockey? What role at all does Mike play with the team?
I talk to Mike. Every couple of days or whatever, and I don't know. Sometimes we'll go a few weeks without talking. But you know what? Every time we talk, he's got something of substance, and he helps. And what I really like is when he's around and he can talk to the guys. Thanks.
What are you picking up?
No, I'm getting a rental car right now.
Oh, where are you?
I'm in New York City.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. I'm sitting here. I'm talking to you. I'm getting a rental car. And because I was at the Ranger game last night. And thank you. And I was at the Ranger game last night scouting for some USA Hockey stuff.
Yep.
I'm going to New Jersey tonight, and I'll be with our team tomorrow and Tuesday.
Would you like would you like to
sign the contracts? And I was initialing stuff. So no, we're all good.
Remind me where the games are again for USA Hockey this year.
Montreal. We start in Montreal and we finish in Boston.
Yeah. I'm willing to go and be some sort of role for you. Have you considered that?
Do you know how many people I have?
They're irrelevant to me.
They just want to help.
Yeah, I'm a giver. I
know.
I'll go to the games. I don't think I'll go to practices. I'd love dinners.
Yeah, you like me.
I like you. You're very enjoyable.
Yeah,
I'm willing.
That was me when I'm a GM and I played.
Yeah.
I like the games. I like dinners. I don't like practices.
I watched Miracle a lot. I knew Herbie extraordinarily well.
Can you give the speech?
Yeah. I can give the speech. You know?
Yeah.
I'm willing to do that. If I show up and let's say I'm 9 years old and I show up at the Guerin residence next Thursday night, what sort of setup am I going to see and what sort of gift am I going to get for Halloween?
You know what? We got back on track this year,
okay,
which was nice.
Good. My wife
did a lot, we got back on the Halloween spirit.
Sounds like you're blaming your wife for not, Dave, didn't
no,
sound like that.
No.
That's what I'm hearing.
And I slacked. No, we're back. But if kids trick or treat our house, they get a lot. They get the good stuff.
Now, are you a big candy person or are you multiple smaller candy items?
Both.
Jeez.
Both. Wow.
I mean, okay, so I mean, gold bars?
It's Halloween. These kids, they work hard. They're pounding the pavement out there. They need some candy.
I don't know if they're really working
don't go
hard.
Give, don't go give an apple. Don't go give
no,
an
that's
apple.
No, that's gross. That's terrible.
Or quarters or something.
Oh, that's terrible.
Or don't try to be the healthy house.
That's awful.
That sucks.
Yeah.
If you do that, you're ruining Halloween.
I agree with you. I agree so much. Bill Guerin.
And their parents that skim the Halloween, booty. It's.
Oh, now we're parting ways there. Now, wait a second. You're saying
the
well, okay. You are saying the parents are allowed to grab some of the candy for themselves, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I just want to make sure. Okay. I go as an adult with my 9-year-old, do I get an adult beverage at the Garen house? Do I get, hey, nice to
100%.
See you? Oh, really? Really?
100%.
100%. Yeah. What do I potentially get?
Pretty much, you and I being friends, you get whatever you want.
Oh, very good.
Or, you know what? It could be simple as a beer. It can be
a drink.
Vodka, whatever. It can be, yeah. I mean, my liquor cabinet is your liquor cabinet.
Is he mixing cocktails?
I mean,
tell the kids to wait.
Yes.
Daddy
yes.
needs,
hold on a second. Daddy needs the old fashioned. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, here's a Snickers.
You know? Wait for Mr. Guerin to muddle the orange.
Okay, Harrigan was very mad at me. And also our friend Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11. I was talking about the Snickers bar. First of all, it's a great candy bar. Would you rather have the Snickers frozen, refrigerated, or room temperature?
Refrigerated.
Not frozen.
100%. No.
Oh, you guys are...
I like it frozen. I like frozen.
Thank you.
Refrigerated is the best. A refrigerated Milky Way, yes. Yes.
Dave, Milky Way?
That's where it is. That's where it is.
It'd be fine.
Milky Way.
Yeah. What best, we got to go here in like 30 seconds, best Bill Guerin costume as a kid. Does one come to mind?
As a kid?
Yeah.
Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker. Best Bill Guerin costume as an adult.
Oh. You're trying to get me in trouble.
Yes, come on.
I've had some good ones. We've had some good ones. We were Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts one year. We were.
Sure you are.
We were the beer guys from the rink. So we borrowed some uniforms and showed up at the party with a thing full of beer.
That's awesome.
That was a popular one.
All right, I gotta go. Be well. Be safe. Enjoy New York. Billy Guerin.
Thanks.
He's great.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.